संवित् त्वं नरसिंहं भजे। इतो नरसिंहा परतो नरसिंहा, यतो यतो यामि ततो नरसिंहा, बाहिर नरसिंहा हृदये नरसिंहा, नरसिंहमधीशरणं प्रपदे। सर्वप्रथम मैं अपने परम आराधितम गुरुपाद पद्म युगाचार्य ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज के चरण कमल में अनंत कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम ज्ञापन करते हुए सभी श्रोत मंडली भक्तवृंद के चरणों की वंदना करती हूँ। कश्यप मुनि हैड टू वाइफ्स दीति एंड अदिति। दीति अदिति शी गेव बर्थ टू ऑल द demigods, and Diti she gave birth to two demons called Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was killed by Sri Varadev, and when he was killed, Hiranyakashipu was in a revenge mood and he wanted to take retaliation from Sri Vishnu. So he went to Mandrachal Parvat Ghati and he started doing austerity there. For 60,000 years he was doing austerity. He stood on one leg and with folded hands above his head, and he did so much austerity that fire started coming out of his body and head, and we started going towards Indralok. All the demigods, they went to Sri Brahmaji and they said, please stop Hiranyakashipu from doing so much austerity, otherwise he will become the king of heaven. He will take the post of Indra. So Sri Brahmaji, he went to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was totally covered up with termite and with grass, and all his body was covered, and all his flesh and skin and fat, everything was cartilages, everything was being eaten by worms and ants. Only bones were there. So Sri Brahmaji went and he said, oh Hiranyakashipu, open your eyes, and I am very happy by seeing your austerity, and open your eyes, I have come to give you darshan. Hiranyakashipu opened his eyes and paid, and Sri Brahmaji, he sprinkled water from his kamandalu water pot, and his body became as it was before. He paid obeisances to Sri Brahmaji, and Brahmaji said, oh Hiranyakashipu, I am very happy with you. Please take a benediction. Hiranyakashipu said that, oh Brahmaji, I please give me a benediction that I cannot be killed by any of your creatures which you have created in this universe, and neither animals nor human nor any other form, and I should not be killed during day nor during night, neither inside the house nor outside the house, nor by any weapons, nor in any of the 12 months of this which are created by you. So please give me a benediction like this. So Brahmaji said, okay, I give you this benediction, eva mastu, and he disappeared. Hiranyakashipu became very powerful, and he started ill-treating the cows, the Brahmins, the scriptures. He started disregarding the scriptures, and he was envious of Vishnu, so he was destined to be killed. Because anybody who is envious of all these are being annihilated by Sri Vishnu. So Hiranyakashipu started harassing all the three, everybody in all the three worlds, and he took kingdom of Sri Indradev and he started ruling there, and he was very ferocious and very powerful king. He had a wife called Kyadu Devi, and she was, when Hiranyakashipu went for austerity for 60,000 years, she was being, the Indralok was being attacked by Indradev, and he started dragging her and said that I will take her to my place, and when Hiranyakashipu's son will be born, I will kill him. I should kill the in her womb, the fetus, I should kill the demon's part in the fetus, so that when he will grow up, he will also become a demon. So I should kill him now. So he was dragging Kyadu Devi, and when Naraji came, Naraji said, "Oh, King Indra, you know that in her womb there is a great exalted devotee, and you don't have the power to kill him. Please leave her." And taking his words, Hiranyakashipu, Indradev, he left Kyadu Devi and he did her parikrama and went to his